Andrew Bailey signals artificial intelligence as threat to worldwide growth, tells G20. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey told G20 finance ministers on August 31, 2026, that a collapse in AI sector growth could trigger a worldwide market correction, delivering the warning precisely as U.S. 10-year borrowing costs climbed to 4.79% and oil prices pushed above $92 a barrel. The timing of Bailey's letter was not coincidental. Writing in his capacity as chairman of the Financial Stability Board, the international watchdog that monitors finance ministry officials, banks, and securities regulators across the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Canada, Japan, Australia, China, and Saudi Arabia, Bailey identified three interlocking conditions that could detonate a systemic correction: elevated equity valuations, rising investor leverage, and the accelerating concentration of capital into a narrow band of large technology companies. Within 24 hours, U.S. bond markets were illustrating his exact point. Bailey stated, "The issue is not simply that investors are borrowing more, but that leverage is interacting with high valuations and market concentration, in particular the increasing cross-investment between artificial intelligence companies and hyperscalers, in a way that could amplify a future market correction. For institutional investors, the convergence of these signals in the final days of August 2026 represents the clearest stress test of AI-era portfolio construction yet seen." The FSB chairman's warning, the U.S. Federal Reserve's renewed hawkishness, a Middle East conflict driving energy shocks, and fresh regulatory action against big tech are not separate stories. They are one story. Bailey's three-part detonator: valuation, leverage, and concentration, the FSB's framework for systemic AI risk, rests on a compound mechanism, not a single trigger. Bailey's letter to G20 finance ministers identified three amplifiers that interact with each other rather than operating independently. First, stock market valuations are elevated. Bailey did not specify index levels or price-to-earnings multiples in the published letter, and exact figures were not disclosed in the source material. What he did specify was the directional dynamic. Prices are high enough that a growth disappointment in AI would not simply reprice AI stocks. It would reprice collateral. Second, investor leverage has risen. When investors borrow to fund positions in highly valued assets, a price decline forces margin calls that generate further selling. The mechanism is self-reinforcing and well-documented from prior cycles, including the NASDAQ correction of 2000 and the leveraged loan stress of 2007. Third, and most specific to the current environment, cross-investment between AI companies and hyperscaler technology platforms has concentrated capital in a way that eliminates the diversification buffer normally present in broad equity markets. A shock to one node propagates instantly across the cluster. The FSB's core concern: leverage is interacting with high valuations and market concentration, in particular the increasing cross-investment between artificial intelligence companies and hyperscalers, in a way that could amplify a future market correction. Andrew Bailey, FSB Chairman, August 31, 2026, Bailey also flagged cybersecurity as a second-order risk, noting that companies worldwide should prepare for breaches involving simultaneous disruption across multiple firms. This warning followed a separate joint letter from 100 firms including Google, Microsoft, Anthropic, and OpenAI, which urged governments to strengthen cyber defenses before AI systems become powerful enough to override them. The FSB chairman's framing of this as a financial stability issue, not merely a technology risk, is a material escalation in regulatory language. The macro backdrop makes the warning harder to dismiss. Bailey's letter arrived on the same day U.S. 10-year Treasury yields reached 4.79%. Their highest level since January 2025, driven by oil prices surging above $92 a barrel following renewed strikes in the Middle East. The source of that energy price shock, the U.S.-Iran war, which Bailey himself cited in his FSB letter as a driver of the volatility he is monitoring. Michael Barr, a governor at the U.S. Federal Reserve, said in a speech on September 1, 2026, that inflation had been too high for 5 years and warned that if it did not cool, the Fed should act decisively to raise rates. Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh had indicated the previous week that policymakers would have work to do if they were not confident cost of living pressures were easing. The most recent inflation print showed U.S. prices rose 3.4% in the year to July 2026, above the Fed's 2% target, with interest rates held unchanged in a range of 3.5% to 3.75%. U.S. national debt has passed $40 trillion, doubling in a decade under the Trump and Biden administrations. 30-year mortgage rates reached a one-year high of almost 6.7%. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a debt buyback program to suppress yields, but the market reaction proved short-lived. Sources: BBC News. FSB BBC News. The combination of sticky inflation, rising energy costs from a geopolitical conflict, record sovereign debt, and an AI sector priced for perfection is precisely the environment Bailey described as capable of amplifying a correction. Big tech regulatory pressure adds a third leg to the stool, a regulatory development filed the same day as Bailey's letter adds a third dimension to the institutional risk picture. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission and a bipartisan coalition of 22 states filed a lawsuit against Amazon, alleging the company manipulated advertising auction prices to extract an estimated $20 billion from more than 1 million advertising customers since 2019. Amazon's shares fell 2.5% on Monday following the announcement. The Federal Trade Commission's complaint alleges that Amazon charged sponsored products advertisers their own winning bid close to 80% of the time in so-called second-price auctions, contrary to what advertisers expected to pay. Amazon denied the characterization, stating that average winning bids fell 50% from 2019 to 2025 on sponsored product search ads, and that roughly 92% of placed ads were not given to the highest bidder. The outcome is contested, but the lawsuit itself signals a sustained regulatory offensive against hyperscaler business models. This matters for Bailey's framework directly. Amazon is both a hyperscaler and an AI infrastructure provider. If the Federal Trade Commission's $20 billion figure survives litigation, the financial exposure to Amazon's advertising unit, which funds a significant portion of its cloud and AI investment capacity, becomes a material variable in valuing the cross-investment web that Bailey warned about. The precedent is also instructive. Amazon settled a prior Federal Trade Commission case for $2.5 billion in September 2025 over allegations relating to its Prime subscription service. Sovereign AI and the Gulf Cooperation Council angle, who benefits from fragmentation Bailey's letter arrived as the UK government was actively seeking to build what it described as sovereign AI capacity, developing domestic AI technology to reduce dependence on foreign services. UK ministers have framed this as both an economic and a national security objective, citing NHS waiting lists and cybersecurity defense as target applications. The UK is not alone. The Gulf Cooperation Council states, particularly Saudi Arabia, a member of the FSB through its finance ministry representation, have been building sovereign AI infrastructure at scale. The Saudi Data and AI Authority and the Public Investment Fund have channeled capital into domestic AI capability, specifically to avoid the dependency risk Bailey is describing at the G20 level. Our view: the FSB warning, combined with the Federal Trade Commission action against Amazon and the macroeconomic pressure from the U.S.-Iran conflict, accelerates the case for sovereign or regional AI infrastructure investment. Countries and institutions that depend entirely on a small number of U.S. hyperscalers for AI capacity are exposed not only to cyber risk, as Bailey outlined, but but to geopolitical and regulatory disruption that could interrupt service continuity without warning. The Plecamium view the market is reading Bailey's G20 letter as a macro warning. Plecamium reads it as a structural inflection point with direct implications for how institutional capital should be allocated across the AI infrastructure stack. The FSB chairman's core observation, that cross-investment between AI companies and hyperscalers creates a concentration risk that amplifies downside, is a description of a crowded trade. In private equity terms, it is the equivalent of every fund in a vintage year owning the same company at the same entry multiple. When the exit window closes, there is no secondary buyer at the original price. The second-order play is not to short AI. It is to identify the assets that benefit from a forced disaggregation of the current hyperscaler monopoly on AI infrastructure. That means regional AI compute providers outside the U.S. hyperscaler cluster, cybersecurity firms with enterprise financial sector mandates. Bailey's simultaneous disruption warning creates direct procurement pressure, and sovereign AI infrastructure projects in Gulf Cooperation Council and Latin America markets where government capital is insulated from the leverage cycle Bailey is describing. The Amazon Federal Trade Commission lawsuit is a separate but related signal. If the $20 billion advertising case succeeds, it constrains the free cash flow that Amazon, and by extension Oz, uses to fund AI infrastructure at below-cost pricing. That changes the competitive calculus for every regional cloud and AI provider that has been undercut on price. The energy shock from the U.S.-Iran conflict adds a layer that most AI risk models do not price. Data centers are large consumers of electricity, and energy price volatility directly compresses the unit economics of AI inference at scale. Any institution underwriting AI infrastructure returns using pre-conflict energy assumptions is working with the wrong inputs. Bailey's warning is being absorbed as a policy document. Plecamium treats it as a due diligence checklist. The bottom line, Bailey's August 31 letter to the G20 is the first time the chairman of the Financial Stability Board has formally named AI sector concentration as a systemic financial risk with the potential to cause a global economic downturn. It landed on the same day U.S. 10-year yields hit their highest level since January 2025. The Federal Trade Commission filed a $20 billion lawsuit against Amazon, and oil prices surged above $92 a barrel on Middle East conflict news. The alignment of these signals in a single 24-hour window is not coincidence. It is the stress test Bailey warned was coming. For institutional investors, the actionable implication is position review on concentrated hyperscaler exposure, scenario planning for a leveraged unwind in AI equity, and an accelerated look at the sovereign and regional AI infrastructure build-out that the current fragmentation environment is funding. The next FSB review cycle will be watched with an intensity the organization has not received in years.